Federal statistics show more than half of all Americans are overweight or obese. Obesity has increased by 70% over the past decade, and diseases that result from obesity are an increasing public health concern. Research shows obesity-related health problems cost the taxpayer billions of dollars, about the same amount as smoking-related illnesses. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on the study published in the journal Health Affairs.
Eric Finkelstein is a health economist who says he's always been interested in behaviors that cost the healthcare system money. So he wanted to know how much was spent on obesity-related disease like diabetes, heart disease, osteoarthritis, sleep apnea, and certain cancers. Finkelstein and colleagues at RTI International in North Carolina's Research Triangle Park compared medical costs of two similar groups of people. Similar, except one group was overweight or obese. After a year, that overweight group spent over $78 billion more on medical care.
To put things in perspective, you could think about the average obese individual costs about $700 per year more than a similar non-obese individual.
Last year, that would have amounted to more than $93 billion, and half of that was paid for by the government's Medicare and Medicaid programs.
There was this debate about whether or not the government should be in the business of trying to get people to be thinner, whether or not this is a personal choice. And I think these results clearly show that it's not a personal choice to the extent that the government and ultimately taxpayers are financing 50% of the burden of obesity.
So Finkelstein says the government should get more involved. As it is now, federal programs like Medicare pay to treat diseases that result from obesity, like heart disease and diabetes. But Medicare does not consider obesity itself a disease. Therefore, it doesn't pay for exercise and diet programs to help people lose weight. And for the most part, neither do private insurance companies. On the other hand, many insurers do pay for smoking cessation programs, and some private insurance companies even charge smokers more for coverage.
If you think about smoking, even beyond the traditional coverage issues, I mean, we've done quite a bit in terms of taxation and legislation to try to curb smoking, including, you know, massive taxes on cigarettes and restrictions on advertising, but we've done, in comparison, relatively little to try to improve obesity or reduce obesity rates.
In addition to negative incentives, Finkelstein says there are positive ways to help people maintain their weight.
Businesses that get involved in funding gym memberships and encouraging individuals to take time would be great. Communities that have sidewalks and promote alternate modes of transportation, bike riding and walking, certainly are steps in the right direction.
Literally. Routine exercise at least 5 days a week has been shown to not only maintain weight but also prevent disease. Even so, another government report also released this week shows one in four Americans don't get any exercise at all. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.